Milchach Shabbos and Simon Reish Chesadi on page 144, Dine Ner Havdalah, Halachas of the Havdalah candle, but he tells Vav Sifim in this 15 paragraph. Says Mechabes Sefal Mvorch Ala Ner, Mikabroch on the candle, this is all in the Havdalah process. Boimer Eish, he creates the lights of the fire, if he has. But he doesn't have to go after finding this Havdalah candle. Now, the Hanamila, when we say this, but Matzoi, as you continue to find Gilam and Aleph, Shabbos. After Shabbos is over, Matzoi, Yom Kippurim, but after Yom Kippur is over, yes, some say Shemachaz Akhar that you have to try to go get the Havdalah candle. Hagos says, Ramah, Misha, in like Kisla Havdal, someone does not have a cup to make Havdalah. Kishachaya Eish, when he sees the fire, and because he's not doing it a la Kais, Bavarach Lov makes a bracha on the fire, Bechem, Besam, Besam, says the Tur. Says the Mishbura, Sivkot and Aleph, that mevarcha la neir b'chulu, we make a bracha on the candle by Mary H if he has. Now, the reason why you do this is from Tchilas B'Yasai, because the beginning of its creation of fire, Harib Matzoi Shabbos was by Matzoi Shabbos, because the minimum psachim, like the Gemara says, psachim that nun dalad, the Matzoi Shabbos, after Shabbos is over, Nosa Kodesh Baruch Hu Dei Ba'ad Marishin, Hashem gave intelligence in the first man, V'tachim Shdei Avonim, Zu B'Zu, and he rubbed two stones, one on the other, B'Yasai Ben Ur, and that made a flint. And then there was a fire, there was light. And therefore, to commemorate that, we make Havdalah, the Bar Me'esh by Havdalah. No, Hamatz Shabbos. What Mevarchim Hamatz Yom Kippurim? This day you make the bracha after Yom Kippur. Av K'shein Dechav Hamatz Shabbos, even though it doesn't fall out of Hamatz Shabbos. Nechuch Ke'in Havdalah. It's like this Havdalah separation, which is Shekala Yoyim, because the whole day, Bim Kippurim, Hayu Asal Shamash Bezeh Ur, but it's forbidden to utilize this fire. Av Lechal Nefesh, even for eating purposes. B'loi K'mei B'shar Yom Tib, not like any other Yom Tib, which you're allowed to use fire for cooking. But now after Yom Kippur, it's permitted. And therefore, the opinion of the Yashem is the Tzach Lach Zacharab. You have to actually try to go get it, like for the actual Havdalah, because that is the Havdalah that we're doing on Matzah Yom Kippur, which the Shara Tzin Ali's base brings when that's when we see it, when we're going. And even though Shabbos also is forbidden to utilize fire, and even so, we don't say Tzach Lach Zacharab, we don't say you have to try to find the candle on Matzah Shabbos. There, it's permitted to make the bracha also on the fire that wasn't around at all on Shabbos. It just now was produced from stones, as we'll say later on, Sivches, and that was actually the whole source of the halacha of Bar Me'esh on Matzah Shabbos. And it's not applicable by yet a Havdalah, which is not the case by Matzah Yom Kippurim. You don't make a bracha on the fire that was just produced from stones. It has to be on the fire that was what's called Arsha Shabbos, that had spent the whole Shabbos from the whole, that rested the whole day, as we'll see later on, Simon Tavish Chavdal. And therefore, that Shaykh on that, a Havdalah, that old day, that fire was forbidden, and now it's been it. And that answer is also brought in the Prisha, and the Vilna Goyen alludes to this, and Magadam Ram answers in another way. And what it would seem is that he thinks that that's the intent of the Rabbis, but the Vilna Goyen does not explain it like that. Says the Mishabura further, Sivkot and Beis. So he says, you make a bracha on the candle, Bari Mari Eish. What's Ma'oi Rei? It's plural. The common because there's many lights in a fire. You have Lavana, you have white, Aduma, red, Yiruka, and you have this yellow. Therefore, that's what I say, Ma'ire, if you look closely at a fire. He said in the singular, the light of the fire. That's the Bach. The Bin the Bach is Loyotzah, but the Abbot does not fulfill his obligation even after the fact. If he doesn't say in the present, Ma'ire, but he said in the past, he created the lights of the fire, Lashon Avar, in the past tense, Yatzah fulfills obligation, Simkat Gimel. And however, by Matzah Shabbos, Ve'in Etzarech, Lach Zachar, we don't have to try to get the candle on Matzah Shabbos. Shem Avarech and Elazech, because we only make the bracha as a memory, Shenibah Urba Matzah Shabbos, that fire was created on Matzah Shabbos, kind of like we said before, okay, and therefore, Yuchel Avarech HaLakais, you can make Havdalah on the cup, Afal Abalai Ner, even without the candle. Masa Shez Damalei Achkach, and whenever it happens, the opportunity after Shira Eish, he'll see a fire, he'll handle and he'll have pleasure from the light. Yivarech by Marish, then he'll make that bracha. Achdavka b'lo Matzah Shabbos of years, but that's specifically only on the night of Matzah Shabbos and not more than that. Because the Avar Zmanoi, then after Matzah Shabbos, the time has already passed. Because the Kamon, like we see later on, the Simir Shazik Tes, Sivav in the next Simon. Siv Kot and Dal. He said, however, Matzah Mikipurim, some say that you have to try to go get the Havdalah candle. Ramos said, Sivkat and Dal, Misha and Lekaitz Vahulu, someone that does not have a cup for Havdalah. So whenever you see the fire, you make a bracha on it, and so to Basam. Now, Vimashar, if a person evaluates his Demel Lekaitz Belayla, he'll have, let's say someone called me the other day, time he was in the hospital, and he can't use fire. right? But let's say he, so you have situations where you, some, let's say a guy doesn't have a cup, he has a fire, but he evaluates later on he'll have a cup. And he wants to learn before he's going to have the cup. And Mitzad Agon Mikibivegi Bechadusha, but Mikibivegi is inclined in his novel El Shalay Varchata on there. So even though you have fire right now, but you don't have the cup, you can have it later, don't make a bracha on the candle. Tabi Yisrael should have Malkais, better organized on the cup as it's supposed to be altogether later on. Shara Tinais Gimel brings that even though at the end he's not sure on this, because from the words of the Kalbay, as the Dishu 5 brings, the Kalbay writes that regarding Purim that falls on the Matzah Shabbos, that if you lay in the Megillah to the light of the candle before Abdullah, you have to make a bracha before and on the candle so that you don't have benefit from it without the bracha, even though you're only making Abdullah later on. But the minig is, says the Sharatin, like you wrote before, because the minig oilam is to say v'itin l'cho by the candle before you make Abdullah. So obviously people are having Hanoah from fire before they're actually making. So you make it later altogether. Don't make a bracha on the fire just like that. Siv Beis, says b'chabim, mitzvah and amuvchar, a choice is mitzvah is labarcha labuka, to make a bracha on a torch, or whatever, however you say that, the Havdalah candles. V'yesh misha oimer, some say, no, shemin lo yavuka. If it does not have an avuka, tzarch la'adlik ner achar l'tzarch avdol, yes, light another candle for the purpose of avdol. Chutz ma'ner miyuchel l'har b'bayis, except for the candle that's designated to illuminate in the house. Agos sejabah. Ner shesh l'shtei besilis, a candle that has two wicks, mikra avuka, that's called an avuka. That's from Aguda. It says Mishabur Sipkan Hei, that mitzah, the choice of mitzah is to make a bracha al avuka. Sha'ir rav, because it has a lot of light. And it's good to try to make it in the best way that it should be made out of wax. That's the Mogad Brahman, name of the Kavanasa of the Arizal. And Oid Kas, Mishem Sibach Hasid, most writes in the name of Sibach Hasid, Loikich Atzi the Mishkan. Shouldn't take this oily wood, Shakarit and Kin, Loshan Ashkenaz, which is this type of firewood, and they should eat it out because it has a bad smell. Near it seemed, the Hainu Oisin. These are those Shanishma Mehen that we hear about, the Mariah Harashal Zephas. They have a bad smell of tar. Now, Vahinil Elbis and Mariah Machdal Isa, the Gambanishal Zephas Gufa, but even the candle of Zephas itself, Malikim El Shabbos, you could light on Friday night for Friday night candles. Chim be Itron. Shabbavadi Rechara, that for sure is a bad smell. Still, they would light with it. Ilav, if not for the fact, because they might go out and leave in the middle of the meal. And that's the only reason why you can't do the Friday night candles. So it's definitely not stronger the halacha of light of the Havdalah candle. You don't even have to try to get it from the obligatory Shabbos candles we were allowed to use. How could you say there's a bad smell that you shouldn't use it? Maybe the Kavanah of Sibach Hasidim, what the Sibach Hasidim had in mind, Intim in the Mufka, that's not choice, even though it has a lot of light, because of its bad smell. But you're right, it's not any less than any other candle that's not an Avuka. He writes, if he does not have another candle, he could make a bracha on it, which Sharat Sinai style brings. However, what it's written in Prima Gadon, the reason the Sibach Hasidim is because Hakrivein no lefachasecha, which is the pasuk like, would you bring such a thing to your minister? That's not, that does not seem to be appropriate at all, because why would it be any different than Shabbos? And the, in the Ateres again, he writes, because on Matzah Shabbos, you need a good smell, and also for that reason, it's logical that the Sibach Hasidim was then only saying mitzvah ben mufchar. But not that it would be ma'akev. Sivkat and Vav. So Machaber brought that some say that if he does not have a avuka, he has to make a bracha on the ner achra, on a different candle than the one that he usually has his home. The reason is Mishum Hekar has a recognition, true l'shem mitzvah, that it's being lit for the mitzvah purpose. The ner would seem the ma'ir ba'if, and it's talking about the situation, shein yochal akarbas aner azel aner shebevesai, that you cannot bring close this new candle to the candle that you always have light lit in your house. If not, hari yochal akar mitzvah avuka, and then you could have the avuka. Because avuka is when you have, you know, two lights together. Sibkat and Zayin. So you have to light another candle at Tzarek Abdal for the purpose of Abdal. B'chol Zorak, L'mitzvah Amad, this is only for a mitzvah, but L'Leli Kuvah says Amayim Matzcha. It's not critical. Sibkat and, meaning you could use the one that you have in the house. Sibkat and Ches. And the Ramah brought, B'neir Shesh L'Shtim B'Silas, a candle has two wicks, that's called Navuka. Now, Stam Neir Shabbi Gemar Paiskim, when the Gemara and the Paiskim talk about a Neir, Hain Neir Shashemin, it's an oil candle. Kamashmon, what's coming to tell us is the Kibbutz Shayin is saying, Magin Zela Zelamala, since their lights touch each other on the top of Avuka, that's considered as a torch. B'der Shalonu, in our Ner, in Munuk Shem Kam Psilis, if there's many wicks, Avukamai Psil Ab, it's like a thick wick, B'in the Chashub Avuka, that's not considered as a torch. Now, Achem Mafrid B'Neim Shav HaChelev, But if you have wax or fat separating between the wicks, like to make out of wax. And there's klum yachad, that you have these many different candles that are tied together, like Arhab Dali candles. They're woven together. Or you connect together at the time of the bracha these two different candles. That's also considered nabukha. That the light should touch each other. That's considered abuka. Not that you have sometimes the Abdullah candles and you have like these two candles that are separate. Siv Gimel. Noigin listakas bakabas ayidayim. The custom is to look at the palms of the hand, ubatsapranayim, and on the fingernails to have this hanoah from the Abdullah candle, which is what the bracha that we're making. Hagos says Ramah, Yeshlur, Bitsipon Yad Yamin, once you look at the fingernails of the right hand, and to hold the cup in the left hand. One should bend the fingers into the hand. Then you're looking at your fingernails with the palms at one time. And you're not going to see the face of the fingers that's on the inside. That's Zohar Pashbrishas and Pashbiyakal. Says Mishbur Sivkut and Tes. The custom is to look at the palms and the hands and the fingernails at time. The reason is the because you have to be able to recognize the light. To differentiate between, let's say, one coin and another coin, which like Amalek will bring later on. The custom was to look at the fingernails. There is to see if you can have benefit to the light, and to differentiate between one coin and another coin. In other words, commercial makabin supporting labasser. Like you look at your fingernails, and you can tell the difference between your fingernail and the flesh. So it's the same idea. The fingernails are a sign of blessing. They continue to grow always. And which is a sign of bracha, and therefore we want to look at that when we make Abdullah. We also look at the palms of the hands, because there you have in the what's it called again? The lines in the hand, similar as barach bay, a sign to be blessed with it. As we know that people look at that, it's a sign of blessing, and therefore that's what we look at. Simkat yud. So they lichvay said, suppose you bend the fingers. I know how suppose al gabal gudli. You bend the four fingers on where the thumb is. Simkat yud al shazrei b'chulu. Then you see both the fingernails and the palm. Yesh noigin, some have the custom, lifshut achakachar abetzbois, then afterwards to spread out the four fingers. Lose machareim atzbanayim, and then to look from the back on the fingernails. This is Mogad Roman, the name of the Sefer Hakavonis.
Here Aloch and the Remaskel, the Ner Shishla Shte Psilis, says, look at Mishmur Sivkot Nechas, what he wrote, that Araner, if it's placed within many wicks, so then it's all together, it's like it's just one big thick wick. And it does not qualify as an avuka. And that's a little bit short, right? And the Primogon says, according to this, he says, in front of our lamps made out of glass, even though it illuminates very much, more than many neiris, even so, it's just a thick wick, and there was not considered as avuka. However, in the words of the good himself, you could say that his intent is actually the opposite. You don't have to say if the light is much bigger, like our lamps, that that's for sure called an avuka, but even if the light is small, since it's made out of two neiris, that's considered an avuka. It's a torch. However, from another side, it seems that one should prevent like a tchila from taking our lamps, which have inside a glass, as a navuka, because if someone is taking navuka because he wants to become mitzvah and mufcha, the choice is mitzvah, because meikar din, it's not just one small candle, as brought in the Gemara Shulchan Aruch. And the most choice mitzvah would seem that you're not going to have with the lamp, because the Pinnah Shulchan Aruch later on at the end of the sermon is don't make a primary ash on the light that's hidden in a aspaklaria. As the simple understanding of the wording of the Yerushalmi, so although the opinion of the Achrayim is to rule like the Rashba to be lean regarding this, however, there are many Rishayim that hold like the Shitz B'Shayz, but the Mitzvah Mufcha definitely not going to have. And it says, look at the end of the sim, what we're going to write regarding that, so anyways, you shouldn't use the lamb from that angle itself. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 4, if someone forgot at the time when he was saying the Bracha B'Dolah to make a Bracha on the Nair, on the fire, and he remembers after he finished the Bracha, before he drank, some of them holds, they should make a bracha right when he remembers, before he tastes, because the bracha of the ner was instituted to be made like a tchila ala kais. Dishu number 7, Matzim Kippurim, some of them holds that it would seem that you don't need an avuka, a torch. Because Zavka Matzah Shabbos, which is Ika Bracha, is to remember the creation of the fire, then you need to have a riboy of or an increase of light. Which is not the case by Matzim Kippurim, the Ika Hadlok is just to show that the fire that was forbidden up until now was permitted. And with that, it's enough with a candle with one wick. And he adds on, however, even if you make a bracha on a nair with one wick, you should make a bracha, a barimir ish, in Lashon Rab in the plural. Now, if Yom Tov falls out on Matzah Shabbos and he wants to light an additional candle for the purposes of a navuka, of this torch, some of them holds that even though he's not doing it for the purpose of the light, it's just that he should have a navuka for the mitzvah, logic is that it would be permitted. Moreover, since the maisa, you have with the additional light additional candle, additional light. So it's considered also somewhat of a Yom Tov necessity. And that's been also Rabbeinu Skirel, it's permitted, since you're lighting it for the purpose of mitzvah, it's not any less than the Ner of Mila that's permitted to light on Yom Tov, as Rabbeinu Shabur later on, Sim Tupko Vyudal. Well, Yashiv holds that when the person has two possibilities to make a wick, it's definitely better to bring two candles near each other than to bring two matches near each other, because you don't really have that benefit from the matches. It comes out that the lighting is only for the purpose of mitzvah, which many place give a machmer on this, which is not the case by candles, but ultimately you have benefit from it, so definitely light another candle. Dish number 8. Our Chashokhan adds on that since it's a mitzvah to make a bracha on an avuka that's made from many neiris that are woven together, and you cannot weave not a oil candle, not a fat candle, only that of wax, as one could see with their own senses, so therefore it's a mitzvah to make a bracha on the wax candle. Now, to make a bracha, berachas aner, on an electric light in our times, Shubas Har Tzvi writes that the Rogachover permitted to do this because that this electricity is like fire in all halachas, and this is all with a light that has inside of it a hot filament, obviously not by fluorescent light, and that's testified in Shubas Kechva Yitzchak on Reb Chaim Isaac Krasinski, that he permitted to make a bracha on such a light because he wanted to publicize that lighting, the electricity, is forbidden to be done on Shabbos. Other Mishlam Zaman holds that it's to be in doubt if it's permitted to make a bracha on such light, because maybe it has a halacha like a nearby shashas, which is forbidden to make a bracha on it, as the Be'al Halacha says later on Siftas Vav, the Maskal B'teich. Look at that it comes out another suffix regarding this, that's written in Shubas Arletzian, it's forbidden to make a bracha on electric light, because it's considered like Arba Shasha, which means it's in the lantern, it's behind the glass. And that's what's the opinion of Ms. Grelitz. So Ms. Grelitz adds on, but the B'chaim Ezer made a bracha, he was relying on the opinion of the Matirim to make a bracha on Ar Shabbat Shasha. And he did it to publicize that the Arach HaShmal, the electric light, is total fire, which is regarding the prohibition of extinguishing and lighting on Shabbos, and he did it just to prove that point and to drive that home to get that message out. Dish number 9. The Yom Tov falls on Matzah Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky hold that one should not do that to bring the two lands together at the time of the bracha, so one does not stumble on any Yisur Yom Tov, for example, let's say causing the fire to go out by having the wax drip. Rather, you should bring the two candles near each other as much as possible, but the flame should not touch each other. And that's where Avosna was stringent not to bring them together. Just his minig was to make a bracha and to look at the candles of Yom Tov. That's written in Shubas Arletzian, not to bring the two candles together, just to make a bracha on one candle. The other hand, Sevi Yosef B'Shesh Avodah, he writes that it's appropriate to bring the two candles together so that you can make a brachas on there on the avuka, on the torch. That's also opinion of Rabbi Yashim, that you can connect the two flames to each other, and you don't have to be concerned that maybe it's going to drift from the wax, because you're not really holding the candles for a long time, and also that there's but an isra abonim because the extinguishing is a malacha shen tzich legufa, and also it's not a psik ratio that's going to drip. He adds on that, however, one has to be careful that the candles don't touch each other because they might be connected with each other. That's written in Shabbos Exhumation, that you don't have to be concerned for the dripping of the candles when you're bringing near each other, because that's a psik ratio. It's inevitable that you don't care about it, and also it's not really the normal way of melting it, and that's also there's no benefit by the drops of the fat that get melted, and therefore it's not really considered any problem about malacha. And also, since he's doing it to illuminate, and through that have benefit from the light, so it's considered like a tzarech lechal nefesh, and therefore, one does not have to be considered regarding this that it causes any other malacha, and that's also what the custom of the stipler. Now, if the candles are connected, and he's coming to separate them, Shlomo Zalman holds that it's permitted because the candles remain lit as they were. And that's how Rabbi Yashiv instructed that you don't have any problem by separating them as for kibbuy of extinguishing, because there's no purpose of bringing the candles together that they were connected, that there should be one flame. It's just that you wanted to connect two flames that were separate from each other so that they consider as avuka. And therefore, by separating, it's not considered as like taking out a wood from a bonfire, which Mishmur writes in Tufka Beis, that's forbidden. Now then, Shubas Rotin writes that if you separate the candles, there is a concern about prohibition about extinguishing. Ms. Karelitz holds that it's possible it's permitted to separate the candles after Havdalah, even if you intentionally brought them together, if you're doing it because you don't want that the torch should light up on this house. Since he did this only so that he should have a good light for Yom Tov, and it's considered a tzarech Yom Tov, but the Maisa, it doesn't come out conclusively. Dish number 11, the reason why, about this halacha of avuka, so Levush Yisrael writes on the Magen Avraham that since the terminology of the bracha is ma'ir ha'ech, which sounds like there's many different colors in the fire, one has to be particular about a torch that the lights that are there are touching each other, and in such situations recognizable the colors more than just a single candle. Dish number 12, the wording of this brew is that you should be standing where yuchel hakar, that you could recognize. From this wording, sounds like that's enough that you're close enough to the fire, where you could recognize between one coin and another coin, even though if in actuality you're not really having that benefit from the light of the candle for some other reasons. And that's how it's explained in Sefer Birur Halacha. For example, let's say that the light of the electric lights are on. Well, the mice, you're not having benefit from the light of the candle. And that was the custom of Chazanish, not to extinguish the electric lights at the time of the bracha Boimer Eish. And that was the custom of the stipend. And even though they have the custom to extinguish electricity at the time of the bracha, the Ner, Pesham Zem holds that in Yom Tov, that falls on a Matzah Shabbos, where you cannot put out the lights, you can make the brachas on Ner, even without extinguishing, even though you're not having actual benefit from the lights.